About a mile away from NIU's campus in DeKalb, a nice two-story house on the corner of Woodlawn Drive is vacant. The only sign of where in sight is on a small metal sign in the freshly cut yard where the address is slowly rusting away. Built in 1955, this house has been home to the presidents of NIU. But when Dr. Lisa Freeman was hired last year, she already had a home in DeKalb. And NIU trustees began to ask themselves, what do we do with this? Since the house was non-adjacent to campus, if they wanted to sell it, the money would have to go back to the state's general revenue fund. That's where State Representative Jeff Kiker came in. He introduced a bill to let NIU sell property off campus and keep the money for a specific purpose.
A lot of the details surrounding this bill actually go back to kind of the budget impasse and the amount of deferred maintenance that NIU had accumulated.
Matt Streb is the chief of staff to the president at NIU.
We have, by some measures, $500 million of deferred maintenance, right? Obviously, we're not going to cover the $500 million with the sale of that one house. But nonetheless, I mean, that money can be put to improve, you know, classrooms on campus, to help with roofs and a variety of other things that, you know, we desperately need.
So the president's house is going up for sale, along with several other properties owned by the school. John Heckman is in charge of facilities and campus services at NIU. He said the school still has to spend money on general upkeep of the house until it goes on the market in the spring.
So in the meantime, while it is empty, we still have to mow the grass and keep everything in good condition. We don't want it to deteriorate and then, you know, be ready to sell it and we got a leaking roof or something.
Another plan passed this year allows public universities and community colleges to sell off their surplus real estate and use the money for their deferred maintenance and emergency repairs. So in the future, will NIU be buying another presidential house? Matt Streb said,
I think it's possible they could look for another potential property, you know, maybe something closer to campus. You know, a lot of institutions are moving more to kind of a housing allowance or a housing stipend.
Lisa Freeman has no allowance, but the housing situations of university presidents across the state are very different. Jeff Kiker says it's a conversation worth having.
Is it needed? I mean, seriously, in this day and age, are you going to dictate to somebody where they should live just because they happen to be an executive at one of the state institutions? I don't think that's appropriate.
Eastern Illinois University doesn't have a presidential residence, but their president does receive an annual housing allowance of more than $30,000 on top of a $290,000 salary. For the Southern Illinois University system, neither of their chancellors nor the president currently have housing allowances in their contracts. They used to have a presidential house called the Stone Center, which is now used as an office for the system president. The University of Illinois system president lives in their 14,000-square-foot Georgian Revival-style home. The massive house has seen expensive repairs in the last two decades. The chancellor at the University of Illinois at Springfield has a housing allowance of $25,000. But the University of Illinois at Chicago's chancellor now forgoes his allowance to live in a university-owned home. Illinois State and Western Illinois both have a university residence. At Western, their house is also empty. They just appointed an interim president. He was hired to be a provost, so he'd already bought a house in Macomb. Darcy Schinberger is the executive director of communication at Western Illinois University.
Even though he and his family are not living at the home at this time, it is still being used for university events and functions. In fact, last week, Dr. Abraham did host a reception at the residence.
University officials haven't decided if the interim president will receive a housing allowance or if he'll eventually move into the residence. Illinois also passed a major infrastructure plan that includes some money for the billions of dollars in delayed maintenance for universities across the state. I'm Peter Medlin.